Okay, Tuesday night, Daf Yomi, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel is today's Daf. We learned a little on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph already, where actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down from the top of the Amud, the Gemara is discussing, it actually considers the possibility that Pishnayim by Bechor could mean one of two things. It can mean what the Gemara calls Pishnayim Ke'echad. He gets double what a single brother gets. So if there's five brothers, you split it up into six portions and he gets two of them. That's called Pishnayim Ke'echad. And the Gemara has it said that actually it means Pishnayim of the whole Yerusha. And he gets two-thirds of the whole Yerusha. So the Gemara wrote down a brisa that basically made a limud, teaching us that it means, of course, what we know is the halacha, and it means the former, he gets Pishnayim Ke'echad. But the Brisa brought down a whole bunch of psukim as well to prove its point. It kept on bringing down limudim to that effect. So, we're up to now seven lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, whereas the Gemara usually does, it goes through the psukim and it tells you why it needs each one. What? Seven lines from the top of Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Omer. The Brisa then brings down another pasuk after the first one that we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur. Ubnei Reuven, Bechor Yisrael. This is a pasuk in where they, if you have the good stuff in Divrei Hayomim, Ubnei Reuven Bechor Yisrael. It says Kihu Abechor Ubechalulo Yitzuayoved the Bechoros of Ubnei Yosef Ben Yisrael. So. Which means, look at the Rashbam, third line, second line, the Omer. Mekamen Meforish Mai the Omer. Hani Kroi V'Divri Ayomim Ksivi. Below the Siaches LeBechora, Lo Shei Kori Bechor Lo Bechora. The Leolam Ruben Kori Bechor Yisrael. Ruben will always be known as the Bechor. Elo Yosef got the Bechora, Lito Shnei Chalokim Kebechor, as a Bechor does. The Omer, then another pasuk. What? Yes, it's part of the pasuk. The Omer ki Yehuda govar echov ulanogid mimenu the habachor eli Yosef. Yehuda is another like for the Melech, and but the bechor belongs to Shevet Yosef. So what? Nemra Bechor LeYosef, Nemra Bechor LeDoros. So we have the word Bechor associated with Yosef, and the din of Bechor Litan Lo Pishnayim. Ma Bechor Amur LeYosef Pishnayim Ke'echad. As the Gemara will say, how we know that? Rashbam Bechor LeDoros Lo Mishpat HaBechor. That's the pasuk by a Bechor. And then you have Ma Bechor Amur LeYosef Pishnayim Ke'echad. As the Gemara will learn out later, Af Bechor Hamur Ledor else means Pishnayim Ke'echad. For Omer, another pasuk. Again, Yaakov talking to Yosef by the brachas. Vani nosati lecha shchem echad al achecha. Asher lakachti miyad ha'amori b'charbi u'b'kashti. So shchem echad al achecha means shnei chalokim keneged shnei achim. Kidalakamon, as the Gemara will develop. The Gemara then goes on to explain and elaborate what the pasuk means. V'chi becharbo v'kashto lokach. Did Yaakov take anything miyadu amori with the cherev and keshes? Lo kvar nemar ki lo v'kashti eftoch v'charbi lo so she'eni. He wouldn't call it that he got it becharbi u'v'kashti. Now, as we learned in Shara Bitochon yesterday in Chavis Halvavos, we started learning it last night. Lo v'kashti eftoch. I don't rely on my keshes, and I don't think that my cherev is sending me the Yeshua. Certainly you use a keshes and you use a cherev, but you don't rely on that to give you the Yeshua, and you don't think that they are sending the Yeshua. Ela, it means charbi zutfila, shespalel Yaakov al bonov, when they fought Shechem, and b'shezocha liknos habachorah me'esav b'tfilaso. This is like part of the story you don't read about when you read a Chumash and Rashi, that Yaakov got the Bechorah away from Esav. He planned on it he maneuvered that he should get it, and there was tefillah involved there also, asking Hashem to allow that to happen. So, based on that, so he got the Bechorah, and he gives the Matnas Bechorah to Yosef. So, Charbi zu tefillah, kashni zu bakosha. There's a wonderful Meshech Chochmah that explains that there's aset tefillos that we say three times a day, Erev Bavokar Mitzahoroyim, and then there's private bakashas that we daven, and they have no set time, and no set nusach, and no set anything. So, cherev, you can only kill someone or fight with it when the person's close by, and you hold it in your hand. It has the limitations of a cherev. So that's the Zmani tefillah. The tefillos that are kavuim are known as cherev. Kashti is from afar. You shoot an arrow. And bakosha, no limitations. Your private tefillos, you talk to Hashem. So that's the karbi zu tefillah and kashti zu bakosha. Okay. My v'omer, now the Gemara is going to go through the psukim and say why you need each one. The first pasuk was v'hoya biyom hanchilo es bonov. That Torah ribsa nachla etzalacha, that was on yesterday's daf. Now we learned that from the pasuk to give a ribui to the nachla of the plain brothers. So if not 2/3 of the whole Yerusha that the Bechor gets, we limit what he gets, which is two portions like one brother, two times one brother. So what do you need another pasuk for? My v'yomer b'chitei ma'ailich v'abichem and brochu da'aso. There's another limud we make with the pasuk, and that is, if you remember, Rabbi Yechon ben Broka's din, that the father could say that one of my Yerushim should get the whole Yerusha, right? One of my sons, or one of my daughters, if the daughters are being Yerush, or one of my brothers, if the brothers are being Yerush. So that's learned out from v'hoya miyom hanchilo es bonov. Toshma, so you need it for a different Rasha. Toshma, uvnei ruvein b'chor Yisroel. Rashbam, uksib b'haikro nitna b'choroso. V'alfina b'vinyanov b'chora mib'choroso. Now the Rashbam deals with a question that might have occurred to you. In the heed the divrei Torah, medivrei Kabbalah loy alfina, and since when do we learn out a din Torah from divrei hayomim? Giloy milsa ba'almu, this is very often the teretz. We're not learning out from new halacha. We know a Bukhar gets pishnayim. We are not sure how to define pishnayim. So a definition of a word you can learn out from divrei hayomim. Giloy milsa ba'almu, d'lohoyinu yodim ma'u chelek b'chorah. What does it mean pishnayim? B'shaminan me'osam de pishnayim ke'echor. Kidyaminan amin b'almu, we have that in other places in Shas. Dover zemi toras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lomadnu, at shabo yecheskel upirish. Not no gap to go into exactly what that drasha is. Ramminan and also Yecheskel man omra. They didn't know the din till Yecheskel came around. That's not possible. Ela Gemara have Gemara lo they had it b'halach l'moishem Yisinai. But also Yecheskel ba'asmacha akra. V'huadin l'bechora. The same thing. V'chi tema. Now we go weiter in the Gemara. What do you need another pasuk for? You need similar words exactly. Toshma ba bechora liyosef. That's the next pasuk. Ba bechora liyosef. That's bechora and bechora. B'chitema Yosef gufa mimay de pishnayim keacharavi. How do you know Yosef? Maybe Yosef. Right? How do you know? Toshma ani nosati l'cho shchem echad alachecha, which means one portion. The word shchem here will be defined as portion, not the city of Shechem, but portion, and it'll mean that I gave you one portion, like one of your brothers, like your brothers. So one extra portion in addition to your brothers. Amalei Rapapa Labaye, yeah. Amalei Rapapa Labaye Ema Dikla Baalma. Maybe gave him a little extra. How do you know he gave him a full portion? Karkamua Tosef Lo Yaakov Liyosef Bishvil Bechora. Shechem just means a chelek. How do you know it means like a full-fledged chelek? Like a brother? Maybe it means, right? But that's impossible. We know Yosef doesn't have Pishnayim B'chol HaNechosim. Ela Mishum Dehai Kochazin and Deloi Havi Lu'nachla Kulihai Do Katzavchi B'nai Yosef. The Hashmah Mamish proves it, because the B'nai Yosef complained they didn't have enough space for their population. Now, obviously, if they had two-thirds of Eretz Yisrael, they would have had enough space. So that was not possible to say that Shechem Achad means that. But maybe it means a little matana. Who says it means a full-fledged portion? Oh, Alei Omalei Alecha Makra, Ephraim U'Menashe, Kerubim V'Shimon Yuli. So that conclusively shows that the Bechorah to Yosef was Menashe and Ephraim being like Reuben and Shimon. So now we know that it means Pishnayim Ke'echad, that Pishnayim, given the Bechorah to Yosef, that manifested itself by Ephraim and Menashe being like Reuben and Shimon, and therefore we learn out that Pishnayim means Pishnayim Ke'echad, not Pishnayim of the whole Bechorah. Rashbam says, Keneged Shnei Shvatim, because Yamora L'Shvatim is Pelig, because Eretz Yisrael was given out, that was the Maskana, we learned it 2 days ago, L'Shvatim, it was given out, or yesterday, that it was given out in 12 equal shares to each Shevet. Tainu Pishnayim Ke'echad. Vaid Lekom Abraisa of Oimek Ruben V'Shimon Yuli. The Braisa didn't say that last Pasuk. If you look back at the Braisa, that last Pasuk is missing. Hainu Mishum Debilza Depshita Leidotana Yoyis Midai Tahai Shechem Achad Alachecha Ahu Krokoi Tichsiv Leel Minek Ruben V'Shimon Yuli Uperusha Dahu Krohu Hilkuch Lechosh Lahazkir Dezil Kri Beiravu. Zil Kri Beirav means the Beferish Pasuk. Gemara assumes we know Pesukim, unfortunately for us, and therefore it was Pasha to the Tana that the Pasuk of Anino Sadi Lechosh Chemachad Alachecha refers and harks back to one or two or three Pesukim before that, where it said the Pasuk of Ephraim Menashe Kerubim V'Shimon Yuli. So therefore the Braisa didn't bother to bring it down. Now we're going to go into a little agadah, I guess we'll call it. We're talking about Yaakov and Yosef and the whole dynamic there. Ma'ro Yaakov shenotel b'chora meruvim menosnal Yosef. Ma'ro, what kind of a question is that? It says in the pasuk that we just quoted. U'mechalalo yitzuei yavuf. It's it. Ruvain messed up. Maybe he wasn't chote as badly as it sounds like from the pasuk. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos says. He certainly was not. But he did mess up to whatever degree he messed up, and therefore he lost the Bechora. It says that explicitly. What are we looking for reasons for? Elo, it means my Rosh and not the Yosef. Mapitomi gave it to Yosef. Why Yosef? So first the Gemara answers, it's a good question. Why did he give it to Yosef? So first the Gemara says, Em Shalachom Moshul Mo'adavid Deva Labalabai Shagidil Yosem B'toch Beiso. He brought up a Yosem. The Balabayas in the Nimshal, the Rashbam says, is Yosef. Yosem is Yaakov, Dichsev, Yechalkel is Oviv. Rashi's already telling us the Nimshal to the Gemara's Moshul. So, and then what happens? The Yomim Hesher also Yosem. The Yosem hit it big, won the lottery for Omar, and he says, Ahaneil the Balabayas Menachosai, let me be Maketov, let me give back, pay back the Balabayas for some of what he did for me. So Rashi says, L'sof Hesher Yaakov, so to speak, Shebo Liyod the Bechoras Reuven, Al Yedei Shechil El Yitzurei Aviv, Reuven's Bechoras, so to speak, was up for grabs, because he messed up. So the Bechoras is going to be taken away from him. He can't be the Bechoras. At least in terms of the manifestations of Bechor. So he can't be the Bechor. So who are we going to give it to? So, okay, I'll give it to Yosef as payback. Yosef was Mechalko also Mitzrayim and the Shnei Ra'av. I'm a lady, Gemara says it doesn't hold together. He had something to give Yosef. He wasn't like waiting. So the Rashbam says, explain, but to me, Klomamanos on Yaakov Liyosef, Shemichelik Sheor Achin Hosef Lo. According to this, the payback was something that belonged rightfully to other brothers, so he gave it to Yosef. That's not Akaras Atov. Akaras Atov means you dig into your pockets and you give him something. Abu Mishalom no losu no klum. The Mishalom have a lo laha anosel, says the Rashbam. Lo Mishal Acherim. Elavada he taka did. He was maketo. Mishalom nosun lo. Hey mamono. Hey brachos. Shebircho mikulon. He got the best brachos. Going brachos shebircho lefraim ubenasha. The yidgulero b'kerba orish. And ayin rosh oletas bohen. Ugol mikelo vicha viyazreka. Tiena l'rosh Yosef. Fantastic brachos he gave him. So we're going to have to look for the reason he gave Reuven's Bechorah to Yosef. We're going to have to look for a different reason. Because he obviously and clearly must have given Yosef, you know, Hakaras HaTov from his own. And he did, the Rashbam explains. He was mashpia him with Shefa Brachos. So we're back to the question, Hilchos Mashanosim Bechorah Reuven Yosef, Tamache Yesh B'Dabar. Okay, Omalei. Ella Rab Yonasan Rab Chalokach Omar. And now the Rashbam speaks out. Who is he talking to? He's talking to Rav Shmuel. He's talking to Rav Shmuel Ben Achmoni. Right? Kedemina b'chol duchta. We find the Lo B'Shas. I'm Rav Shmuel Ben Achmoni. I'm Rav Yonasan. So Taka Rav Yonasan Rab Chalokach Omar. Uya Heisa B'chora Lasses Marachel. She was supposed to have the B'chora from her descendants because she was supposed to be the wife. Kedichsev Eilu told us Yaakov Yosef. Ella shekadmoso leya barachamim. So Rachel was supposed to have the first child. She was the main wife, and Leah davened and got the first child. Okay, Rashbam explains. Lozus my Rachel shetelid Rachel is Yosef. Kodem shetelid Leah is Reuven. To lehevi Yosef racious ono diyakov. But shekadmoso leya barachamim b'tfila. The coming before the Gemara will explain. Ubitoch tznius shoyis above Rachel because of her quality of tznius. The coming before the Gemara will explain what that is. Hechzira Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it back to her when Reuven messed up. Michael Moselei Barachim. What exactly do you mean by that? Where do you see it? What does it mean? Tchsev Ene Leia Rakos. My Rakos. Ilei Marakos Mamish Ene Anotfos Dima. It was bloodshot and tear stained. Efshar Begnus Bein the Tmeil Odiber Hakosov. Torah doesn't talk not nicely, even about animals. Tchsev Ene Abema Tahora Ene Abema Shereinena Tahora. Doesn't say tmeo, doesn't want to say a not nice word. Begnus sadikim diberat kosov, says the Rashbam, ef shalom akein. Hello, begnus behem, tmeo la rotsa kosov la daber, ela ikein, means it made crooked, it eated. Shmona osios, 8 extra letters. Tchsev asher enena tahora, which is 13 letters, diko yud gimel osios. Vamimotsu la mitzv hatmeo, leko ela hey osios. So you do the math, that's 8 extra osios, so as not to speak inappropriately. So it's not going to talk with Gnus Leo Hatzadekes. Elamar Abloza Shemat Noseho Aruchos. Gedolos Pekahuno Levia, the Levi Yotzimimeno, Shemimeno Kohanim Levim Malchus Miyuda. She got the leaders of Klal Yisrael, Kohanim, Levim, Malachim, they all came from Leah, from Yehuda obviously, and from Shevet Levi. The pshat in the Gemara is that you find Einei Ha'eda is called the leaders of the generation are called Einei Ha'eda. So therefore, we're darshaning the Einei Leah Rakos from the Loshon Aruchos, Einei Leah, the great leaders of Klal Yisrael that came from Leah were Rakos. She got, and that's what the pasuk means. That's how we're darshaning it. Rav Amar, and there we're getting to the point that we want to make, is Olam Rakos Mamash, but below Gnai Hula. It's not an embarrassment, it's a great kavod that her eyes were bloodshot from crying always. Ela Shavach Hula, it's a praise. Why? Shoyzah Shemaz al Parshas Drach, and people would say, hey, B'nai Yodam Shayoimim, Shnei Bonim Yeshul L'Rivka, Shnei Bonim Yeshul L'Lovon. We know from Avraham Avinu that they only want to marry family. So Gedolo Legodol Ktano Lakota makes a lot of sense. Leah Esav Yaakov Rachel. Voice of Yeshevas on Parshas Drachim Umashalas and ask people Godol Mamaisav Ishrahu Malastim Brios Katan Mamasav Ishtom Yoshev Aholim. Voice of Bocha, she would cry Achenishru Risa Yenela Vainu Duchsev Yarashem Kisnua Leah Maisnua. Again, we have the same problem. Elaim Snua Mamish, Efshim Begnus, Mamish, Tmail, the Dibra Akosov, Begnus, Adikim Dibra Akosov, Elara Kodish Barchu, Shesnu and Maisa Esau before Neo. That's what it means, Kisnua Leia, that Leia detests Esau and everything he represents. Vayiftach is Rachma, so that's Oskar. Okay, we're going to stop learning Rashbam now because of the time constraint. Umaitzni is Esau Babarachel. Tachsiv, the famous story, V'yagad Yaakov l'rochel ki achi aviyahu, v'chi ben rivkohu, v'lo ben achos aviyahu. He's not our father's brother, he's our father's nephew. Elamai lo mitzvus li, marry me. Omrele in, okay. Mi rabba ramohu v'lo yachlus le, he will fool you, he will cheat you. Omrele mai ramuse, in what way will he cheat? I have an older sister. No way he's going to let me get married before her. That's what Achiyahu. I can match him for Amos. She says to him, to use trickery. And he answered, "In yes, they can. With a trickster, you can do trickery. Ask a shayla from a rabbi before you try this out at home. Masala simonim. So Yaakov gave simonim to Rachel, the famous simonim. The Rashbam says a password, things she should say to him at night. Okay, kikamayla lalaleya. When the switcheroo happened, Sabra Rachel knows what's going on. She says hashto michzva chasoi, terribly embarrassing for my sister. She told her the password. What do you mean? He didn't realize it out of Ishaq until the morning. So, why is this called Sneus? So the Mefarshim explained. I said it once at night in the 62nd of our halacha. Yaakov would have recognized Rachel just from the way she looked, even if you can't see a person in the dark, but her height. But she was very tzenua, and even though they were engaged a very long time, 7 years, Yitaka didn't, wasn't so sure what she looked like. So that's sneers, but that's like more of a drasha. The Ben Yoyada says that. The pashtus is that the tzenius is that part of the cheshbon of giving Leia the simonim was not just what the Gemara says. I think the Marshal says this. It was not just what the Gemara says, so Leia should be embarrassed, but also it was a manifestation of tznius that people shouldn't know, shouldn't realize what happened. It's not tznua. It's all business with passwords and what happened and the switch. It'll become a whole tumult and people will know their private business. You're supposed to keep your private business to yourself. You're not supposed, the whole world doesn't have to know about your business. Even with Twitter and with Facebook and with blogs, the whole world doesn't have to know your business. What? They're giving the simon to Leah, so everything went smoothly. No one was the wiser. What happened? Everything went smooth.
Didn't come anybody to do it.
That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means the giving of the simonim was because she didn't want the private business. No, not everybody has to know. Supposed to marry, passwords, it's nobody's business.
Also, she gave the password to Leah.
Well, yeah, that's the reason. That's what you have to say. The Marshal says, I think it was the Marshal, that Chatling Maria, that's was part of her cheshbon in giving the password to Leah. Not just the fact that Leah would be embarrassed.
That's also that she gave the word Leah. She told Yaakov that the password will be Leah, so she won't have to say a sheker.
Okay, but. Maybe, but that's not sneeze either. Bo mine Abba Khalifa, Karivoya, Kruya, that's where he was from, the city. Meravchia Barabba. Bechlolan Atamotze Shivim, it says 70 people went down to Mitzrayim. Befratan Atamotze Shivim, Chosarecha 69. Amalei Ta'oma Hoysa Imdina, Tichsev Ve'ez Dina Bito. Elameyata, you maybe Ta'oma Hoysa Binyamin, Tichsev Ve'ez Binyamin Ochim Benimo. Omar, so Rav Chiya Bar Abba accepts this and tells him the true teretz. Margolos Toivo Hesu Biyodi, I have such a wonderful piece of Torah here that I wanted to keep it from you. He said that in order to raise its chashivas in his eyes. If you're too cheap with your Torah, so people don't, I'm not much of it. If you have to pay to get in, you have to pay. You find sometimes the Gemara, the Talmud asks the Rebbe something, the Talmud says, the Rebbe says, when you do something for me, and then it's chashuv. Okay? But you want me to give it out for free? No. Okay. She was number 70. She was a Baderach. Her mother was pregnant with her as she went into Mitzrayim. She was born as they went into Mitzrayim. Shneimar sheyoldos of the lady Mitzrayim. Leidosu b'Mitzrayim bein orosu b'Mitzrayim. Bo minei Rav Chelbum Rav Shmuel bar Nachmoni. So then Yaakov says, you know, I got to get out of here already. What? Yeah. My shnok is yalid Yosef, ma pitom that, you know, why that phrase, why the prefix, you know, why that phrase, vahi, when Rachel gave birth to Yosef. Amalei, ro Yaakov avinu, shen zara shal eitam, nim shal abiyat zara shal Yosef. Shenem avoye bes Yaakov eish, bes Yosef vahovo, bes eisov lukam. Eish day, we have when David fought the Amalekim. The Yakim David fights back. So that's David, that's Yehuda. There was a decisive victory over Amalek. Amalek, the Akrach Navi, whoever taught you Navi, the Akrach Tzuvi. No, you went to Zichrut Toras Moshe, you didn't go to Zilberman. Zilberman, they learned Tzuvim also. In Zichrut Toras Moshe, they only learned Navim. So you never got up to Tzuvim. The Tzuvim, it says in Tzuvim, the Lachto El Tziklag, Nafu Olov, it means they fell into his camp. Mimenashe, Adach, V'Yozeved, V'Yediel, V'Michoel, V'Yozeved, V'Eliu, V'Tzilsoi, Rosh Ha'Alof, V'Rachel, Mimenashe. In case you don't realize it, Menashe is from Yosef. So now we have Zera Yosef taking part in the battle, and that's why they won a decisive victory over Amalek.
What?
I guess so. Moshe Rav Yosef, Umehen min b'nei Shimon, Hochu lahar Seir, Anoshim chamesh meos, Uflatu Nari, okay. Uflatu Nari, Rafael Buzia, Bene Yishki, Berosha, Bayaku Asheris, Haplato, La Amolek, Bayeshu Shom, Arayom Azem. I'm a Rabbi Barshila, Yishki, Mibne Menashe, Osi, Tuxib, Ubne Menashe, Chefe Beyishi, so it's the same fellow. So, okay. Now we start a Sugya. We're over with the fun and games of Yesh Nochlin. With Gagadatos and Sukkim and who gets what and the charts of how Yerusha goes. Now we get into some nitty gritty. The Gemara is going to be addressing the din of Bechor getting Pishnayim, and we learned already the din that Ein HaBechol Notel Beroui Kibamuchsuk. Money that the father was supposed to get, but yet didn't have yet at the time of his death. But the Yerusha is on that also. Let's say a debt is the most obvious case. A debt that's supposed to be collected. Money owed the father. So, that's roi. It's only roi to go to the father. That's not to be confused with if the father had money and the Bechor was dead and the Bechor's children get Pishnayim. They do get Pishnayim. Even though it was only roi to go to their father. That's not the din of roi. The din of roi is it was roi to go to the father. We're going to be talking about roi and muchzak. Roi means it's roi to go to the father at the time of his death, and muchzak. And there's a lot of different shades and subtleties and madregas when money is supposed to go to you. Let's say the father rented out an apartment. So the rent money for the year, and it's paid monthly. So the money that comes in after the father's death is the father's money. It's because of his nechassim that was rented out. So is that money roi or muchzak? That's the type of things. If he had a tree and the tree had fruit, is that fruit roi or muchzak? This is what we'll be dealing with now for the next few sugyas. Tana Rabbana. Abachor notu pishnayim. That's an amazing statement. The Gemara will have to explain it. Zroel chayayim and keva are matnas kahuna, given to a kohen from every animal that shechted. So we'll see what that means. What does it mean? He gets pishnayim in the zroel chayayim and keva of the father. Uva mukdoshin, and if the father had karbonos, he gets pishnayim in that, and we'll see what that means also. like an amazing, like what in the world does that mean? And in the shevach means in the it made money, right? There was principal, and now the principal made more money. That's called shevach. So if the shibchu nechasim, now we're going to be learning there's different types of shevach. The shibchu nechasim, the shevach habome leho, like a tree with fruit. But then there's shevach that people put money into. People had to put work into or money into, and it's not so partial. Let's say the brothers put money into something, bought the fertilizer or worked the field, and that's why it got shevach. So we're going to be learning about all these different cases. Right now it just says shevach sheshibchu nechasim, the estate of the father, obviously it means it. Increased in value and increased in not just in value and increased in, well, value is also an increased in value and also increased in size or whatever. Now the first case of the brisa is rent. There's different forms of rentals. You pay different types of monetary financial arrangements. So the pashtus, the Rashbam learns it means the money of the rental. Oshay seroya ba'afor, the pasture. V'yolda, and it gave birth. So b'chor noitu pishnayim. That's called muhsuk. If the father owned an apartment, owned a para, then the money the Rashbam owns, the money that comes in from it, it's the father was muhsuk in that because he owned the apartment. So even though the money's coming in later, but it's all apartment money. It's money that the apartment is spitting out. And he's muhsuk in the apartment. When he died, the apartment was his. And giving birth is also, whenever it's natural, whatever happens by itself, whatever you don't have to put in money or kolkos or effort into, is considered shvach habo mimela. And shvach habo mimela, these are the terms, shvach habo mimela, a b'char gets pishmayim. Because shvach habo mimela, the father is considered to have been muhsuk in it. When you're muhsuk in something and it gives forth peros, if the peros happen virtually automatically, then being muhsuk in the principle is considered your muhsuk in the peros, and therefore it's called that the father is muhsuk in this, and therefore when it falls into the estate, the Bukhar gets Pishnayim. We're of course not talking about any increase that happened after they split up the Yerusha. So then, of course, the Bukhar keeps whatever his share of the Yerusha made, gave Peros. Let's say he got two trees, so certainly all the Peros of those two trees are his. We're talking about that the increase happened when it was still the estate, before the Yerusha was split up. So the Bukhar gets Pishnayim in all of the what? When they split up, when they sit down and split it up. That's one level of Yerusha, but it's not yet individualized. It's the estate. Okay, and then there's a Shiloh. Breira, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. Abu Banu Bagdad, but if they took money of the estate and they built houses for Notu Kramim, Ein Bechor Notu Pishnayim, and any money that accrues from that. Okay, that's the brisa. We're going to elaborate on the brisa and see that there's many different levels of ro'ui that's on the borderline of being muksuk. It's yes muksuk, it's not muksuk. We'll see. First, the Gemara has to explain the first two cases, which are amazing. How is royal chayayin v'akeva yechidami? He does, so they have born if the father was a kohen and someone gave it to him already. So cheat us. Well, of course, you know, someone gave it to him, so it was the father's money. Be the lower see that they have on. So someone promised to give it to him, like so that's robbery. Bain of Karnakaburik of the Muhsin. Gemara answers is a very unique case by Matlas Kahuna, especially Hokhab Makire Kahuna Askina. Makire Kahuna means that someone's used to giving his matanas to a certain kohen, to a particular kohen. The din is exactly how it works is a machlokas rishonim, and there's a tzolsin and a sivus, and again, time doesn't allow to go into the inyan of Makire Kahuna, but many of you shown them all the simplest way to learn. Makire Kahuna simply is already owned by the Kohen. If you're used to giving me all your matanas, then once your matanas exist, you want to call Joel, please? Call Joel. So once your matanas exist, they automatically belong to the Kohen, even without a Maisa Kinyan. Even without a Maisa Kinyan. Well, then the Gemara says, yeah, right, because before Shechita doesn't exist. Udiyishtachet b'chaye da'avuhon. It was shechted when the father was alive. B'kasavar matona shalohumu k'mi shahumu damu. Especially in the case of Zerah L'chayayim and Keba, where it's very clear, the parts are already very clear. Is regular tevel, do you say that the truma already exists within the tevel? That's a more serious shaila, because we don't know what where the truma is. Here we know where the zroya and where the lechayim, where the keva is. So matonas shalohumu k'mishum adayin. So the matonas are said to exist already, and therefore the din makire kuna is chal, and the kohen owns it even without making a ma'isa kinyan. Okay, so this is the chiddush. An animal was shechted. A person, a layman, was used to giving all of his matnas kahuna, or maybe always his role of chayayim and keva, to a particular kohen, the father in this case. Then he died. The father, the kohen, is said to have been kone already. This is the way some rishonim learn, that it's an actual kinyan, it's mamish owned by the kohen without any maisa kinyan. How that works, and why he owns it, and what mapitom without a maisa kinyan, you own something, is discussed by many, many achronim. Other rishonim learn it's not owned by him, but it's called muktzah because it's usur to give it to anyone else, and that's enough to make it muktzah. So he starts off a discussion of the sugya by a case where the father made a shvuah. Someone made a shvuah to give the father something, and then the father died. Does the Bukhar get pishnayim in that? Assuming that the neder still has to be fulfilled because of the way he phrased it. So is the father called the Musa because of the Shmua? So, oh, Makire Kahuna, you see that if it's usur not to give it to the father, then he's called the Musa in it. Then the discussion happens, but maybe it's even more here, maybe the father actually owns it already, and that's the discussion, Mapitom, how should he own it without a Maisa Kinyan? That's the sugya called Makire Kahuna. Mukdoshin, what is that supposed to mean? Ladi Deininu, that doesn't belong, he has a carbon. You know, so it doesn't belong to him. He's supposed to eat it. Let's say it's kachim kalim. He's supposed to eat it. Or if he's a kohen, it's kachim kachim. He doesn't have, but it doesn't belong to him. There's more answers. There is a case of kachim which is owned by the layman, by the person bringing the carbon. For kachim kalim, believe it or not, Glili, the Amar Momen Bailamu. Yisrael Glili holds that the kachim kalim, shlomim, toda, El Nazir, Bukhar, Meiser, Pesach is owned actually monetarily. In Hukos Chayshim Mishpat, it's owned by the Bailim, and he learns it out from the Apostles. We'll have to stop here because that's.